Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about leveraging LLMs for coding. It's from March 11, 2025, by Simon Willison, so still pretty relevant.
The early days of the LLM coding revolution. So what's the main takeaway? Is it all sunshine and rainbows?
Not quite. Simon emphasizes realistic expectations. LLMs are more like advanced autocomplete than AGI. They're fantastic for specific tasks like generating code snippets, but they're not going to build your entire project solo.
Right, so no robot overlords just yet. He mentioned something about training cutoff dates. What's that about?
Crucial point, LLMs are trained on data up to a certain point. Anything after that, like a major library update, they won't know about. He advises sticking to stable, well-documented libraries, ideally with lots of examples in the training data.
That makes sense. What about those amazing results people keep talking about? Any secrets?
Context is king, my friend. The entire conversation history matters. Simon advocates for tools that reveal that context, not hide it. He's a fan of starting with simpler versions, testing, then iterating with the LLM to build complexity.
So it's not just write me code. It's a back and forth, like pair programming, but with a super-powered intern.
Precisely. He even mentions being authoritarian once the research phase is done. Give the LLM very specific instructions, function signatures, even test frameworks. They excel at filling in the details.
I see. Interesting. But we still have to test, right?
Absolutely. Simon is adamant about that. Testing remains our responsibility. He stresses strong manual QA, no outsourcing that to the machines.
Got it. Any other cool tricks he mentions?
Vibe coding. It's about embracing the experimental nature of LLMs. Throw ideas at it, iterate rapidly, don't get bogged down in perfection. It's a fantastic learning tool. He even built a collection of 77 HTML JavaScript apps just by playing around.
So fun and educational, I'm in. What about running the code? Any safe ways to do that with LLMs?
Yes, he mentions a few like ChatGPT Code Interpreter, Safe Sandbox, Claude Artifacts, Lockdown Iframes, and ChatGPT Canvas. There are more experimental options, but he prefers the sandboxed ones. For safety's sake.
And I'd agree with that assessment. Now I'm curious, can he back up all this talk with a real-world example?
He does. He walks through building a colophon page for his website, using Claude Code. It involved multiple prompts, iterations, even some debugging. The key? Clear instructions and a willingness to refine the LLM's output. He also highlights the importance of being ready to take over when the LLM hits its limits. He had to manually configure some GitHub action settings.
So it's not a magic bullet, but it can seriously boost productivity?
Exactly. He argues it's not just about speed, but about enabling projects he wouldn't have otherwise tackled. Plus, it accelerates learning.
I see. One last question. Does he think anyone can just pick this up and become a coding wizard overnight?
Not really. He points out that his experience played a big role. LLMs amplify existing expertise. The more you know, the better you can leverage them.
Makes sense. So start learning today, and tomorrow you can learn even faster with LLMs. This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. Until next time, happy coding, everyone.
Goodbye.